telling how long it had sat there like that. So I'm happy to have people come into my place. And I feel like that there can be a balance, but maybe the balance needs to come from the homeowners association in balancing out how many nightly rentals can be. But I feel like it's a right for the people. I'm not an investor. It was my personal villa to buy. But could I sell it now for what, or in 2008, what I bought it for? No, I would have taken a $50,000, $60,000 hit because we bought high. Luann, do you have anything else you want to say?
No, I think it's a really hard question, and there has to be a solution somewhere, but it can't be a positive solution for everybody.
No, it can't be.
Thank you.
Okay, real quick, I'll go through this case. Case number 17-1, DKNK LLC. There's the cul-de-sac she spoke of. And it's a three-bedroom. It's three bedrooms, maximum occupancy of 8 people. Translates to 4 parking spaces, which number 6 would accommodate no more than 8 persons per night. No other changes.
Okay, thanks, Scott.
Yep.
Neil, it's your turn.
I can't hardly stand. If you wouldn't mind passing me down. That's just the letter that y'all sent to investors.
Good evening. My name's Neil Murphy. My wife, Karen, and our friend Susan Smith has been working on the nightly rental issue since July of 2016. You have copies of letters in your Branson Creek packet. The investors who rent totally ignored a certified letter sent by our attorney dated November 3rd, 2016, requesting that rental cease until they had applied for and received a special user's nightly permit. The investors continued to rent illegally in violation of the Planning and Zoning Guidance Code. A copy of this letter is in the Branson Creek packet that you all received. I don't want to paint a broad picture, but I'll have to say in practically all of the cases of the investors, they're here to make money. Now, there could be exceptions to that, but they're here to make money. That's why they invest. Nothing wrong with making money as long as it's legal. The HOA did not respond to our attorney's letter concerning the alternative dispute resolution. A copy of that letter is also in the file that my wife provided for you. Instead, the developer decided to refer the investors to an attorney at Lye Groves to assist those investors who rent through the process of applying for a special user's permit. The Planning and Zoning Commission sent a certified letter on December 19th, that's the letter I just gave you, to each investor. The letter stated that the investor was to obtain a permit before, keyword, before, using property as a nightly rental. Apparently, the letter that y'all sent was ignored by the investors who continue to rent. I consider that kind of a slap in the face to you folks sitting up there. The investors are in violation of the guidance code. I personally would like to request that the investors who have not applied for special user's permit, and there's 3 of those, I believe, who just decided they're not going to apply at all and continue to rent. At 226 Stony Point Drive, that particular house is owned by the Billingsley Family Trust. I feel that those that those people who ignore your letter totally and did not apply should be brought to the prosecuting attorney according to the terms of the letter you all sent. We request that the investors who continue renting without a special user permit also be brought to the prosecuting attorney. This issue of three bedrooms in the villas, maybe the young lady who's the rancher's wife has a different style villa, but the normal style villa is two bedrooms with a loft, not three bedrooms. We've done some research, and the units represented by Sunset Rentals already have bookings out into the spring and summer of 2017. In other words, they're continuing to rent. From July 2016 to today's date, that's 8 months, we, the permanent residents of Branson Creek, Fieldstones, and Bluffs, have been continually disturbed and have our amenities used by renters to the point that we residents could not use the amenities due to overcrowding. It's ironic. I'm sitting in the pool getting inundated with 15 to 20 to 25 people, and even the renters are complaining, this pool's way too crowded. I totally agree. A residential community should not have to contend with investors who do not personally use their unit as a vacation rental home. We shouldn't have to put up with renters. We don't know who they are, where they came from, anything else. There's no registration office or managing agent on the property. It's impossible to get a disturbance corrected when it's happening unless we call the sheriff. We don't want to call the sheriff. The sheriff's got other things to do. Again, there are 112 total units in the Branson Creek community, Fieldstone Villas, and the Bluffs, of which there are 28 illegal nightly rentals. Put yourselves in our place. Would you like your neighborhood like that with all those rentals? Probably not. In closing, I'd like to, on behalf of the residents, the permanent residents of Branson Creek, we'd like to thank you, the commissioners, for your service to Taney County, your time, and your consideration regarding this matter. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Questions?
Well, that is the last one on our list. Already. So we need to move on. Huh?
We still got some. I suggest we give these people a chance to clear the room unless they want to stay, and we're going through our year-end summary on what's been done this year. But you're
discussion of code amendments.
Every one of them, if you want to.